You're listening to SBS News.
Students are returning to Victorian classrooms at the end of January after COVID-19 forced many children to experience up to 18 months of broken and remote learning. The Victorian government has released its back-to-school plan, which includes the delivery of more than 14 million rapid antigen tests to primary and secondary schools. Premier Daniel Andrews says every measure will be taken to protect staff and students from COVID-19.
The features of school returning will be twice weekly rapid antigen testing. That surveillance testing is all about detecting cases, not necessarily every case, that would be almost impossible given the amount of transmission that's in the community, but it's about finding as many cases as we can and shutting down those chains of transmission.
Mr. Andrews adds that remote learning will only be used as a last resort.
It'll be challenging. Not everything will go exactly as we had hoped. That's the nature of this virus. There's no response that's perfect. But through hard work and goodwill, I'm absolutely confident that we'll get our kids back and we'll keep them there and we'll keep them safe as we possibly can.
Under the plan, medically vulnerable students and teachers at specialist schools will be urged to have tests 5 days a week. More than 50,000 air purification devices have been ordered and will be delivered to government and low-fee non-government schools in time for the start of Term 1. Deputy Premier James Molino says purifiers in classrooms, alongside staff vaccination mandates and masks for years 3 and above, are considered to be strong lines of defence against the virus.
More than 99.7% of staff were double-dosed by the end of Term 4. So I have got every confidence that staff will enthusiastically respond to the third dose vaccine mandate.
Parents will be notified and asked to monitor their child for symptoms if a positive case of the virus is detected. But schools will no longer be required to close. Professor Sharon Goldfield, a paediatrician from the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, says the return to in-person learning will boost children's emotional well-being.
As kids go back, as we get the benefits of the mental health and well-being of children and being at school, we also think about, okay, what are the opportunities for really reinforcing that within that extraordinary setting called schools and early childhood education and care that can really look after children's mental health and well-being as well as their development and their learning.
New South Wales is adopting an almost identical back-to-school plan after a collaboration between the two states. Premier Dominic Perrottet says keeping children in school is his number one priority.
We all know that kids do better at school, not just from an educational perspective, but from a mental health and social outcome perspective. It is where our kids learn the best and where opportunity is created.
Chief Medical Officer Kerry Chant says there is likely to be a surge in cases when schools reopen, regardless of the protections put in place.
Try and minimise their children's activities or connections with other children in sleepovers and other activities that might drive infection so that we can preserve that face-to-face time at school.
While many parents support the plan, some remain concerned about how the safety measures may affect their children.
Personally, I think two tests is a bit excessive. I think maybe one a week. I'm fine with that as long as like the tests are done at home. I wouldn't trust someone else constantly testing my daughter at school.
It's a pain for kids. So just by hearing that two tests per week, that's a bit too much for kids, I guess.
However, the New South Wales Teachers Federation is worried about the health and safety of students, staff and families across the state. Federation President Angelo Gavrilatos says it will be a disruptive start to the school year and many staff are feeling anxious.
There is no other industry where one is required to be on a worksite, literally with hundreds of other people, in some instances more than 2,000, stuck in restricted, often poorly ventilated spaces, also known as classrooms, with up to 30 people.
Queensland has already delayed the start of the school year. Health Minister Yvette Dath has thanked the parents who have brought their young children forward to get vaccinated.
5 to 11-year-olds, we are now almost at 25%, which means almost one in four of our 5 to 11-year-olds are vaccinated now, 24.62%. And I remind parents that it's just as important to get your 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated as well. We are not at 70% double dose for the 12 to 15 year olds. So we really want to see those numbers come up before they start the school year.
South Australia has also announced a staggered return to face-to-face learning. For health and support measures in response to the current COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.